When a conclave gathers at the Vatican to elect a new pope, from Vatican Square, you see black smoke emanating from the Sistine Chapel's chimney to signify that the conclave has not come to a decision. No consensus has been reached on a new pope. When a new pope has been elected, you see white smoke. As we were praying the rosary in the Blessed Sacrament, I saw the reverse. I saw white smoke 3 times, start at the bottom of the Eucharist and move up to the top, then dissipate. I heard the word Vatican. Then I saw black smoke move slowly from bottom to the top of the Blessed Sacrament. I asked the Lord, "What does this mean?" He replied, "A very destructive evil plan has been decided upon and put into motion that will affect mankind." My heart sank when he said this. "Do not fret or be anxious, my love. I will foil their plans, and the outcome will not be as they are expecting." I had the feeling that these plans were in real time. What is their evil plan, Lord? It is to further the depopulation of man. But they will not succeed. I will use their plans for my purposes and for the saving of souls by further drawing them to me. They will try to harness elements and continue to manipulate weather patterns, using cloud seeding to increase or decrease crop yield and limit or accelerate natural disasters. They are advancing their efforts to manipulate the Earth's magnetic field and control the amount of solar radiation by harnessing cosmic forces to form a terrestrial craft, whereby humanity's exploration and management would have no bounds. That's what those who are making these dark plans are thinking, and to use terrestrials to fight for and with them in war times. Lord, you are speaking to a neophyte when it comes to matters of a cosmic diabolical nature. Jesus continued, "You do not need to understand it all, Elizabeth. Just write down my words. The egos involved and the discounting of my power and control over their plans will be their undoing and downfall, and the works of the devil I will destroy. I will frustrate plans of schemers so their evil works will not succeed, and I will swiftly trap the wicked. They do not realize how the schemes they devise to harm others sets them down a destructive path. My people, it does not matter what is happening or how long you have been waiting or the many obstacles placed in your way. I cannot be hindered, but I do need your prayers and sacrifices. My plans for the righteous cannot be thwarted, cannot fail, and my promises will stand and remain steadfast. I will sweep away the evil plans of sinful people, and they will be brought low. I will work out everything for my own ends, as I detest all the proud of heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished." And that was the end of the Lord's message. I was thinking this word was a bit heavy when Jesus appeared and immediately took me to heaven to sit on the edge of our dock where we can see the lake, the tropical island, and the ocean all at the same time in my heavenly home. Today we were watching the dolphins swim, and the Lord threw out a big red beach ball as one of the dolphins scooped it up and started to bounce the ball on the end of his nose. It was precious to watch. We put our feet in the cool and inviting water of the beautiful lake. I rested my head on his shoulder and felt instant peace wash over me. And then, in the next moment, I came back to our rosary group while we were praying the joyful mysteries, and one of the brothers just said the word, "Peace."